We have begun the novena in preparation for Christmas, so we are in the final period of Advent, and we wait and rejoice with Mary and Elizabeth as Our Lady is heavy with child and is in our midst preparing us for the coming of Jesus. In today's Gospel, in the account of the visitation of Our Lady to her cousin, St. Elizabeth, Our Lady speaks to Elizabeth in words that are not recorded. We're just told that Our Lady greets St. Elizabeth. There's a homily from St. Bernardine of Siena in which he speaks about the seven words of Mary. And the first two words are spoken to the angel Gabriel when Our Lady questions the angel about his message and then says, "Be it done unto me according to your word." And then there's two words to Elizabeth. One is the Magnificat. The other is the greeting, which is not actually recorded. We're just told about it. And yet we can reflect, the other words are the words to our Lord, the wedding feast at Cana, the statement, "They have no more wine," and then and then so forth, and then to the waiters as well. Do whatever he tells you. But today we think about this word to St. Elizabeth, this greeting, which may have included words, it may have just been an embrace, but it was Our Lady bringing the presence of our Lord to her cousin. And we know that St. John was sanctified in his mother's womb and that Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. It was Our Lady bringing Jesus into the presence of her cousin and the great prophet. And that's where we are right now liturgically in this period preceding Christmas, this last period where our Lord is present in Our Lady's womb. And Our Lady greets us with a desire that we should know Jesus and have him in our hearts. So we open ourselves up to the Blessed Mother and ask for her heart that we might rejoice with her joy, knowing that Jesus is always with us and present to us, and that is the biggest grace we could possibly receive, the greatest gift that we could possibly desire at Christmas. And that gift, of course, is present for us every day as we participate in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Our Lord is present, and we have an opportunity to sing with our Blessed Mother, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior."